Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome, 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 welcome to another session of Reword. We're reading through the Bible chronologically this year. I know that you are enjoying this time together because we're enjoying it. And I'm seeing more in the Word of God in the Old Testament this time than I've ever seen in my life. It's amazing. The book of Deuteronomy is taking on a whole new meaning to me. And I pray that it does the same for you because it is the living, breathing, holy, awesome, wonderful Word of God. And even though I'm a little distracted here, it just shows you how it all works together. God's Word is so intertwined in the whole Bible that 7,000 years ago, prophecies were made that are coming to pass right now. No other book on the face of this earth can do that. And it's got one author, and it spans 5,000 years. And it's all absolutely perfect in its process. There ain't a thing wrong with it. And when you think about the Holy Spirit that inspired the Word of God, it's the same Holy Spirit that was hovering over the water in Genesis 1:1, and it's the same Holy Spirit that fills you and me. Yeah, when you start thinking about it, that's the greatest thing that could ever happen to you. This kingdom of God thing that we're in. All right, I've gone to preaching. Let's pray our opening prayer together. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the length and the width and the depth and the height, so that I will know the love of Christ, which passes all knowledge, and that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name, somebody shout a big amen.
Amen.
Amen, 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 and amen. Well, hopefully you enjoyed communion with us this morning. Here we go. Numbers, Deuteronomy, chapter 8. This is a good one. Goes right along really good with 7. Maybe we should reread 7 too. Every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers. You shall remember the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. So he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. God spoke it, and it came to pass. Verse 4. Your garments did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell for 40 years. It's a lot of wilderness walking. And they didn't get a new pair of shoes at the mall either. Verse 5. You should know in your heart that as a man chastens his son, so the Lord your God chastens you. Therefore you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land. Say it. He's bringing me in. A land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs that flow out of valleys and hills, to a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. Verse 10, when you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. Say, thank you, Lord, for my blessings.
Thank you, Lord, for my blessings.
Verse 11, beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, his statutes, which I command you today. Lest when you have eaten and are full, and now you're building beautiful houses, and you dwell in them, when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold are multiplied, all that you have is multiplied, lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Verse 15, who led you through the great and terrible wilderness in which were fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty lands, where there was no water, who brought water for you out of the flinty rock. That's not right by Flint, Michigan, just so you know. 16, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you, that he might test you, to do you good in the end. Then you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand has gained me this wealth. Verse 18, you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives power to you to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. Then it shall be, if by any means you forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. As the nations which the Lord destroys before you, so you shall perish, because you would not be obedient to the voice of the Lord your God. Don't do that.
Be obedient.
You know, it's one of the interesting things about the tithe. If you study tithe, not study giving money, if you study tithe in the Bible, the tithe will cause you to always have a grateful heart for all of God's blessings. If you just obey the word of God and worship the Lord with your tithe, you'll never be in 19 and 20. You'll never be there, because your heart will always be worshiping him for what he's done. See, God's system works if we work it. It's when we say, yeah, but I know it's what the Bible says, but.
Yeah.
See, now your but is in the way. Whether you got a big but or just a little but, it doesn't matter. Get your but out of the way. That was a prophetic word to you right there. Chapter number 9. A lot of great revelation that goes on in this place. You can read this story again in Exodus 32. Hear, O Israel, you are to cross over the Jordan today and go into dispossess nations greater and mightier than you yourselves. Cities greater and fortified up to heaven. People great and tall, the descendants of the Anakim, whom you know and of whom you heard it said, who can stand before the descendants of Anak. Therefore, understand today that the Lord your God is he who goes before you as a consuming fire. Ooh, I like that one. He will destroy them and make them and bring them down for you, so you shall drive them out and destroy them quickly, as the Lord has said to you. Do not think in your heart after the Lord your God has cast them out before you, saying, because of my righteousness, the Lord has brought me to possess the land. But it is because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord is driving them out from before you. Verse 5, it is not because of your righteousness or the uprightness of your heart that you go in to possess their land, but because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord your God drives them out from before you, that he may fulfill the word which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Therefore, understand that the Lord your God has not given you this good land to possess because of your righteousness, for you are a stiff-necked people. Verse 7, remember, do not forget. I love it. I never saw it before. Remember, do not forget. Doesn't matter whether you're a negative or a positive person. He's got you covered. How you provoked the Lord your God to wrath and wilderness from the day you departed from the land of Egypt until you came to this place. You have been rebellious against the Lord. Also in Horeb, you provoked the Lord to wrath, that the Lord was angry enough with you to have destroyed you. When I went up to the mountain to receive the tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant, which the Lord made with you, I stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. I neither ate bread nor drank water. He's a tougher, faster than what I was. Verse 10, then the Lord delivered to me two tablets of stone written with the finger of God. On them were all the words which the Lord had spoken to you on the mountain from the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly. Came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights that the Lord gave me the two tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant. Then the Lord said to me, arise, go down quickly from here, for your people you brought out of Egypt have acted corruptly. They have quickly turned aside from the way which I commanded them. They have made themselves a molded image. God called them Moses people. And Moses probably like, uh-uh.
Claiming them.
13. Furthermore, the Lord spoke to me saying, I've seen this people and indeed they're stiff-necked people. Let me alone that I may destroy them and blot their name out from under heaven. And I will make of you a great nation, Moses, greater and mightier than they are. I turned and came down from the mountain. The mountain burned with fire. The two tablets of the covenant were in my two hands. And I looked, and behold, you had sinned against the Lord your God and made for yourself a molded calf. You had turned aside quickly from the way which the Lord had commanded you. I took the two tablets and threw them out of my two hands and broke them before your eyes. Uh-oh. I fell down before the Lord as at the first 40 days and 40 nights. I neither ate bread nor drank water because of all your sin, which was committed in doing wickedly in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. For I was afraid of the anger and the hot displeasure with which the Lord was angry with you to destroy you. The Lord listened to me at that time also. Verse 20. The Lord was very angry with Aaron and would have destroyed him, so I prayed for Aaron also at the same time. Then I took your sin, the calf which you made, and burned it with fire, crushed it, and ground it very small until it was as fine as dust, and I threw its dust into the brook that descended from the mountain. Also at Taberah and Massa and Kibrath Hattaava, you provoked the Lord to wrath. Likewise, from when the Lord sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, go up and possess the land which I have given you, then you rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God, and you did not believe him or obey his voice. You have been rebellious against the Lord from the day that I knew you. You do not want that statement made about you.
Kidding.
Thus I prostrated myself before the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. I kept prostrating myself because the Lord had said he would destroy you. Therefore I prayed to the Lord and said, O Lord God, do not destroy your people, your inheritance, whom you have redeemed through your greatness, whom you have brought out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and do not look on the stubbornness of this people or on the wickedness of their sin, lest the land from which you brought us should say, because the Lord was not able to bring them to the land which he promised them, because he hated them, he brought them out to kill them in the wilderness. Yet they are your people and your inheritance, whom you brought out by your mighty power and by your outstretched arm. Don't be stiff-necked and don't be rebellious. Chapter 10. Here we go. The second pair of tablets. You can find this in Exodus 34. Also, remember, Moses is restating all that happened to the children of Israel from the day they left Egypt to this day, because he's ready to die. And as soon as he goes up in the mountain, Joshua and the gang are going in. And then his conquest from then on until they get her finished. Here we go. At the time, the Lord said to me, oops, don't break God's commandments when you throw them down. At this time, the Lord said to me, hew for yourself two tablets of stone. Like the first. And come up to me on the mountain and make yourself an ark of wood. And I will write tablets, the words that were on the first tablets, which you broke. And you shall put them in the ark. So I made an ark of acacia wood, have two tablets, hewed two tablets out of stone like the first, went up the mountain, having the two tablets in my hand. And he wrote on the tablets, according to the first writing, the Ten Commandments, which the Lord had spoken to you in the mountain from the midst of the fire in the day of the assembling. The Lord gave them to me. Then I turned and came down from the mountain and put the tablets in the ark, which I had made. And there they are, just as the Lord commanded me. Verse 6, children of Israel journeyed from the wells of Beni-Jaakon to Mazara, where Aaron died and where he was buried. And Eleazar, his son, ministered as priest in his stead. From there you journeyed to Gudgoda, and from Gudgoda to Jotbatha, a land of rivers of water. At that time, the Lord separated the tribe of Levi to bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord, to minister to him, and to bless his name to this day. Therefore, Levi has no portion nor inheritance with his brethren. The Lord is his inheritance, just as the Lord your God promised him. Verse 10, as at the first time I stayed in the mountain 40 days and 40 nights, the Lord also heard me at that time, and the Lord chose not to destroy you, because he was thinking about it. Then the Lord said to me, arise, begin your journey before the Lord, that they may go in and possess the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command you today for your good. Verse 14, indeed, heaven and the highest heavens belong to the Lord your God, also the earth with all that is in it. The Lord delighted only in your fathers to love them, and he chose their descendants after them, you above all people, as it is this day. Therefore, circumcise the foreskin of your heart and be stiff-necked no longer, for the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality, nor does he take a bribe. He administers justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the stranger, giving him food and clothing. Therefore, love the strangers for you were strangers in the land of Israel. You shall fear the Lord your God, and you shall serve him. And to him you shall hold fast and take oaths in his name. He is your praise. He is your God who has done for you these great and awesome things, which your eyes have seen. Your fathers went down to Egypt with 70 persons. And now the Lord your God has made you as the stars of heaven in multitude. May God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Now, when you look at that, we just read in there, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's out of the New Testament. Whoops, except it was written in the Old Testament first. So in the New Testament, Jesus is quoting it. Yeah, Jesus himself is quoting it. Because all of the law and all of the commandments is wrapped up in those two laws. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. If you walk with the Father, you're not going to do wrong. He's not ever going to lead you into wrong.
Amen.
You say it differently. Since you are walking with your Father, you'll never go astray again. Hopefully you enjoyed communion with us this morning, Sunday morning, on the Read the Word program. If you missed the Read the Word program because you didn't set your clock right, make sure you go back and listen to this morning's program or Sunday morning's program again and receive communion with us. It's going to be in every Sunday morning, and it'll be a blessing to you and to your family. And I encourage you here on Samuel J. Cottle for the YouTube page, click like, click subscribe, and hit the bell. Because that way you'll be notified every time we go live. And the closer we get to the end, guys, the faster I'm going to put them on. I'm just going to be on there all the time saying, this just happened. This just happened. Wake up. Here we are. Here we are. And the revelation is it's going to cause us all to become very alert and very aware and continually watching for its coming. Because that's what he tells us to do. Let's pray the prayer of salvation together in case we got new believers. And I know we do because our numbers are doubling. And you may not have ever made Jesus the Lord of your life. Now's your opportunity. You might say, I don't belong to your church. You don't belong to a church. Make Jesus the Lord of your life.
No.
You're not joining a religion. You're not joining a denomination. I don't have a list of do's and don'ts. You're getting your relationship between you and your Father God back in its proper place in the next 60 seconds. Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you.
I know I need you.
In my life every day.
In my life every day.
In every area.
In every hour.
And according to John chapter 1, verse 12. And John 3:16.
In John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting
and
life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose on the third day for me.
And you rose on the third day for me.
Triumphant over every sin.
Over everything.
Put your hands out and just do this. Say, I receive you into my life.
I receive you into my life.
All of your goodness.
All of your goodness.
All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your grace.
Fill me, Jesus, with your righteousness.
Fill me, Jesus, with your righteousness.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. Well, you did it. Just like that, you're born again, and you just told God, I want all you I can have. That's the smartest thing you've ever done.
Amen.
He's the one that put your spirit in your mama's womb. God did. God put you in there. So he's the one that just made you backed into what you were. Watch this. You might have still feel hot heat or something on you. I love it. I experience the presence of God every time we pray that prayer, and I've prayed it, who knows, a couple thousand times. You went from darkness to light because Jesus is the light of the world. You went from fear to faith because Jesus is the author and finisher of your faith. You went from your sin to his righteousness because you can't do anything to get free from sin in your own strength. You got to have his righteousness. And the Father looked at Jesus and said, adopt him into the family. And you not only got a name change, you got a DNA change. You now are the very seed of Almighty God. Yeah. I know. People say it all the time. Well, Pastor, why doesn't everybody want this? Because they were handed religion. They weren't handed this. This is the first step of the rest of your life. You are now ready for the rapture and all this end time stuff people talk about. You're ready. If the trumpet sounds in the next 5 seconds, you're going to heaven. See, if people really knew what they were receiving, everybody would want this. But they've been handed religion. Now, every day, just wake up in the morning and say, Jesus, help me walk with you all day long. Stop at noon, at lunch, and say, Jesus, thank you for your help throughout this day. Thank you for helping me walk with you. And he'll just help you. He's your Father. God is your Father. He lives inside of you. He's your resident teacher in here, helping you from the inside out. How amazing is that in Jesus' mighty name? Well, I just get to preaching because I'm a preacher. And we want to be a blessing. My email address and website's there, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Send me an email and say, hey, preacher, I just prayed that prayer. Help me walk with God. And it won't matter where you're at in your life, what you need next. I got 600 videos I can send you, and I want to be a blessing to you in that manner. Our communion service is on the website every day. Go there. We got a brand new link on our website called. And it's called. I think it's called something links. As you can tell, it's brand new today. It's so new, I don't remember what I titled it. Program links. And no matter what day you're looking for, you can just go right to samueljcottle.com. Program links is right there in the menu. Click on it. You'll see the day's number and, you know, the date. Click on that, and you'll find the links to all of our platforms right there. And you'll be able to do one click and be in. And that way you can follow us. We're going to preach and teach the word every day till Jesus comes. And we're going to build a mighty army to help him do his work. If he instructs you to sow a seed, big or small, large or little, if he tells you to give me a ship, I don't know what I need it for, but bless God, bring it on. We'll reach the world with it. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, till we see you again, this is what we have to say. Remember this. We love you. And God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. See you soon, tomorrow morning. Blog Talk Radio, it's good to have you with us. And wherever you may be around the world, I bless you today. Father, bless my brothers and my sisters, wherever they may be, whatever nation. Some of you, you're having to be very secret, I can tell. But this is what I know. The Spirit of Almighty God that is on my life is getting inside of your life, too. I encourage you, get some friends around. that you can trust. You know how you have to do it in your nation. Get them around. Let them hear the word of God. Listen to it again and again and again and again and again and again and again. Make sure you like all of our blog talk radio pages, and we'll be a blessing to you however we can. In Jesus' mighty name. Remember, pray this with me again. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so I live in power, understand the word of God, and pray in my heavenly language. You might say, Pastor, what is my heavenly language? That's a prayer language God gives you when you get filled with the Holy Spirit. You ready? Pray in tongues with me. It's what they call praying in tongues, but ready? Just pray it with me. Shombanda lederisa kidamaka de volundi shimanabateka. E tomba la siti de banda le mandere. No, it's not wrong. It's not of the devil. How can I, who am filled with the Spirit of God, give you something of the devil? Open your Bible and read what it actually says. Open your Bible and read what it says. And you'll find that God's word has led you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless my brothers and sisters to have a Bible, to read their Bible, and to see exactly what it says, unhindered, unchecked by any form of religion, so that they can be free to walk with you every day of your life, of their life, in Jesus' mighty name. Well, until we see you again, it's what we have to say. Pray it all day long. Out of my belly will flow rivers of living water. And then you pray in tongues. See you soon. God bless you. Shondede makle bididiste puka. Eno mada baliste pe de banandusha. Kamana ki pe de balasitika. Ondala sidebe de balandikatuma. Ombanda nashikala. And you thought it was just a joke. It's not a joke. And those who told you to be afraid of the Holy Spirit are in danger of blaspheming him. Don't do it. Walk with God every day. In Jesus' mighty name. See you soon.